I guess my most memorable English language learning experience is by myself, because I have one gap year in Form 7 and I do my self-study that year, and I don't have any English lessons, so I watch movies and listen English songs to learn English at that time.
Also, in your early years of education, you moved from the mainland to Hong Kong, mm-hmm. and particularly in those early primary mm-hmm. years, there's a lot of intensity in learning grammar mm-hmm. in school. So what was it like when you moved to Hong Kong and you suddenly in mm-hmm. P3 met the Hong Kong English language education mm-hmm. system?
Yes, I didn't learn any English before primary three, so I have tutors at that time and different tutorial class, and it is really hard, but I think at that time I'm really hardworking because I check the dictionary all the time and I do a lot of writing or something, so I'm so happy at that time my memory is good, so I can memorize those grammar rules and a lot of rules. Yes, I don't know why, but I can handle it at that time.
And then you went on to an EMI secondary school.
Yes.
And then you finished your education in a CMI school. Mm. What do you think the difference is in the secondary education? A lot of people say that EMI is better or CMI is better. When you look back, what do you think is?
I think it is the truth, actually, because if I didn't study in EMI secondary school in the first few years, I think my English cannot build up like that, and I can't have a better base in my English. But it is more relaxing to study in a CMI school because it is my mother tongue and I can feel more comfortable in speaking in lessons, because my EMI school will speak English in my lesson, but I don't have that good English proficiency to speak, and I don't dare to speak, because there are a lot of people that are very good at English.
How about these days, though?
These days, I think we are almost at all the same level, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is quite comfortable to speak in English, yes.
And how about your reading experience? What's a memorable English language reading experience?
I don't like reading, actually. I seldom read. So I don't really have a lot of memory in reading.
Actually, I want to maybe ask you to look at this picture I've got. It's a poster that we've done of different ways which people read. And so there are some novels there and also magazines, non-fiction. And there's some classic novels there and also manuals, online and library experiences, street science. Do any of these things here remind you of reading?
I think newspapers, because my secondary school life, they always push us or force us to read English newspaper every day morning in the morning session. It called reading session, so we have to read. But actually, I don't like reading. So it is not a happy moment, I think. Yeah.
Is there anything that might make you want to read more?
Oh, I would like to read some blog on the internet, and that is I'm interested in, like something about handicraft and fashion, something like that. Yeah.
Okay, so if it's something that you're interested in, you're going to read it.
Yes.